So, you know, they're just so neat. Just think about that, man. 20 years ago, we were writing with stone and tablet, and now we have all this stuff, you know, and all that information that we can gather. You know, there should be no lack for the word. Should be no lack for the word. I mean, you can get your word on the phone, you can get the word on your iPad, you can get the word, you know, on the internet. No lack for word. Amen. The word is good, church. You know, when I get into the word and just I study it and just I just want to see you grow in the word. You know, it's my desire as a pastor to see you grow in the word. Amen. Not in the flesh, but in the word. Praise God. Stand this morning. Amen. And let's turn over to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke 10, 19. Just want to talk to you about authority this morning, that you have authority as a believer. So vitally important that you understand the authority. And also, we're going to talk about the power of praise. Because, you know, we've come through Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is not over for the believer. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Amen. We celebrate that. We just don't take one day. It's kind of like Christmas. I don't take just Christmas and celebrate his birth on one day. I celebrate his life every day. And you have Zoe life in you. If you're a believer this morning, you have the Zoe life of God residing in you. God's Zoe life is in you. God life. Amen. Zoe life. It is so good. What did Jesus say? Behold, I give you the authority. I give to you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over some of the power of the enemy. Oh, let me read that again. I want to get that right. Over a few things. Oh, okay. Over how much? All the power of the enemy. I'm glad you saw that. And nothing by any means. You know, this is a verse that you need to claim every day when you get up. Nothing by any means. Nothing. Nobody. No person. I choose to not let anyone hurt me, right? I have a choice, so I choose, amen, nothing by any means is going to hurt me. No device of the enemy, no device of a person behind the enemy or working behind the enemy or the enemy working behind them, nothing is going to hurt me, amen? I choose that. Hold up your Bible this morning. Say it with me, amen? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to someone and say, you got power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. We have authority. We have authority. The mistaken belief that God is in complete control of everything on this earth is not true. You have authority. According to Genesis, he gave authority to man. You have authority. You have authority on earth, and you have authority in heaven. Do you realize that? You have authority. God has given us something many of us really still don't realize we have. We have God-given authority. We have dominion. We possess even greater dominion than Adam and Eve had. Do you realize that? We have greater dominion than what God gave Adam and Eve. And he gave them dominion. Said, hey, I'm giving you dominion over all this earth, all the living things, everything that creeps, the fish, the creeps, everything. I give you dominion. Amen. You and I have dominion. We have power within us. Man, power within us. You're not defenseless this morning. You have power within you. Amen. When Jesus was resurrected, he had authority over everything in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Look at Philippians 2:10. Look at Philippians 2:10. Look what Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Every knee shall bow. Jesus has that authority and has given it to the church. When he gave us the same power, we have the same responsibility for using it or activating it. God wants you to use what you have. If you don't use it, it's not going to be good to you. If you don't turn on the light, you're not going to get the benefit of it. You don't flip the switch, right? So God has given you the power and authority. And when we refuse to use it, we limit God's ability to intervene in the situations in our lives. God wants to be involved in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Our words activate and put into action the power that is within. When you speak the word, it activates, amen, the power that is within. Jesus spoke the word to the enemy. Every time he came to him, what did he do? He spoke the word. Praise God. He said, it is written. So God has given you the word, his authority and a power in your life to use it and walk in it. So we walk in Jesus Christ and we're rooted and built up in him. Look at Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. We have the same power that Jesus had. Amen. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Let's look at this. Praise the Lord. As you therefore have received Christ, the Lord, do what? Walk in him. Live in him. Paul said in him we live and move and have our being. How do we do that? We do that by the word of God within our lives. We walk in the word. We walk in him. He says, as you received him, walk in him. Amen. Walk in him. Walk in his authority. Walk in his power. Walk in his dominion. Rooted and built up in him, established in what? The faith. Rooted and built up in him, established in your faith, as you have been taught, abounding it with what? Thanksgiving and praise. I believe praise and thanksgiving activate the power of God. Amen. Within our lives. When we are thankful and we are praising him, we are walking in him. How do you say that, Pastor? Because God says he inhabits the praises of his people. You find praise, you find his presence. When you find praise, you find his presence. Amen. If there's no praise, there's no presence. When you find his praise, you find his presence. Praise God, man. Amen. When you get up in the morning, be thankful. Be full of his praise. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have provided for me so good. Oh, man, God, you are so awesome. Hallelujah. Be rooted in him. Be grounded in him. We must walk in Jesus, rooted and built up in him, constantly giving him the praise and thanksgiving because it establishes our faith. And when our faith is established in him, man, I'm telling you, it just releases the power within. Look at Ephesians 5. Look at Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 20. Let's look at this a second. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. See then that you walk what? Not as what? Turn to somebody and say, don't be a fool. But as what? Wise. How are you wise? You are wise according to the word. Your knowledge of wisdom is according to the word. The word makes you wise. So we walk in the word. We walk according to the word. Walking in the spirit is walking in the word. When you're walking in the word, your life lines up with the word. Amen. And he says, don't walk as fools. There's a lot of foolish people out there. Why? Because their life isn't lined up with the word. And foolish people brings foolish consequences in your life. So we don't want to be a fool, we want to be wise. And we are wise because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. You already have it. It's already yours. It's already there. Activate it. How do you activate it? By walking in the word. Got to know the word to walk in it. If you don't know the word, you're not going to walk in it, right? Look at this. Redeeming the time. Redeeming. What does redeem mean? To buy back, right? Redeeming, to buy it back, to purchase us, to take thought of it. Redeeming, take thought of the time because the days are evil. How many know we live in some evil days, right? Look at this. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How many of you know what the will of the Lord is? Three of you. How many know what the will of the, what is the will of the Lord? Hold it up, Johnny. The will of the Lord is what? The word. The word is the will. A lot of people say, well, I just don't know what God's will is. My stupid. You should. The will is God's word for your life. When you know the word, you know the will. If you don't know the word, you can't know the will. If you don't know it's God's word to heal you, you won't be healed. If you don't know God's word is his will to prosper you, you won't prosper. So his word is his will. So, and be not drunk with wine. Oh, well, Pastor, we can't have wine anymore. No, you can have a glass of wine. It ain't going to kill you. It ain't going to send you to hell. Just don't have a gallon at one time. It may kill somebody else and you, right? So he said, but this is what he's saying. He's comparing wine. Wine is always in the Bible. Wine is the symbol of joy and the Holy Spirit. When you see wine, you see joy and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So wine is a symbol of the Holy Spirit because, you know, when people are intoxicated, an intoxicated person, man, they're beside themselves. So when we're filled with the Spirit, amen, we're not walking in our flesh, but we're walking in the Spirit. We get beside our flesh into the Spirit. Amen. That's where God wants us to be at. So an intoxicated person, you know, they're buying everybody drinks. Hello? Hey, let's everybody have some of this. All right, everybody, around for everybody. Why? Because they're intoxicated. And they're, most of the time, they're joyful. There's a few of them who get sad, but a lot of times they're joyful, right? So listen to what he says. Be not drunk with wine in which dispensation, but be what? Be filled with what? What are we filled with? The Spirit. Now, this is an interesting word because the word filled there is a continuation of filling. It's not like filled once and that's it, but it's a continual being filled with the Spirit. It is like a replenishing flowing of the Spirit in our life. You know, the blood of Jesus never stops. It never stops. It's always flowing. It reaches the lowest valley to the highest mountain. His blood will never lose his power. His Spirit is continually flowing and washing us. Hallelujah. When we're in the Spirit, he says, I want you to continually be filled with my Spirit. Continually be filled with my Spirit. Hallelujah. I love that. Amen. Speaking to one another. How do we speak to one another? In what? In psalms. In hymns. Some songs aren't spiritual, folks. Hello, how many know that? I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. How many know some songs aren't spiritual? Hello? and I went to pick her up in my pickup truck. But before, see, some of you know that, right? Before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, she got ran over by an old train, right? Man, I'm telling you. You know, some songs are just not spiritual. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer, right? Some songs, hello, are just not. And you know what? You got to be careful with music because music, and this is why God, music is powerful. We're going to talk about that in a second. Music, you've got to be careful with music. If you can't handle it, don't listen to it. If it brings back all memories of the honky-tonk and you hanging out, some of them things aren't worth listening to. If you can listen to it and you understand and it doesn't bring and affects your emotions where you're just going back in your old life, it's okay to listen to. You know, I like listening to Saturday in the Park. See? It's kind of a joyful song, yeah. I like it, you know. It's like, it's cool. I like Chicago. Chicago's got some good music. Temptations got some good music. Man, I love Tim. I love David Ruffin. He's got one of the best voices. I know he grew up in church. Awesome voice, you know. My girl. I sing that to Holly all the time. My girl. Talking about my girl. Nothing wrong with that. But if, you know, music is so powerful and it affects you the wrong way, where it's going back into your past and it's bringing up all this memories and all this emotion. Oh, I remember when. You need to turn that junk off. Get you some praise on. Now, I want to say there is very little good, what I consider good word music out there for Christians. A lot of it is not even biblically sound. And you listen to it. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Well, you can wait to get there to rejoice, or you can choose to rejoice down here. Right? Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about our trouble, man. Lord Jesus, amen. Thank you for goodness. You know, some songs aren't worth listening to, folks. And when you listen to a Christian song, is there grace in that song? Does it bring condemnation in your life? This isn't even my sermon, but this is good for some people. What is it saying? What's the word saying behind the song? Is it bringing joy in your life? Is it bringing grace in your life? You know, how is it impacting you? Is it theologically sound? I want to listen to things that are theologically sound. You know, we used to sing, I can feel the brush of angels' wings. Liar? We all lied in church. You couldn't feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Now, I know that's not true. I know that wasn't true. I look around, I see gory on some faces, but not glory. Hello, have you been there? How many has ever sung that song? And we sing that just worshiping and thinking, man, this is so good. It's like, liar. Yeah, I want to sing songs, and I'm thankful, man. You know, the songs that Kay selects, I know she selects them, and Jeff selects them, and Jody selects, and they're full of grace. They're full of songs that lift you up and are gospel songs. Just enough said about the music, all right? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm going to go on now. That's good, Pastor. We're going to go on, all right. So what do we do? Singing and making what? Melody in your heart to the Lord, giving what? Thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. There is the power of praise and thanksgiving connected with your authority. God has given you praise, and thanksgiving have power in deciding the outcome of situations. Because they're faith. They release faith in the atmosphere. Giving thanks to God actually paralyzes the enemy. It paralyzes him. When you give thanks to God, it is an authority that you have, and a lot of you don't even know it. Your praise is a weapon. Your praise is authority. And what the enemy tries to do constantly is to move you off of praise by your circumstances. He wants you to focus more on the attack or the circumstance than on Jesus and praising him. He'll have you focus on people and get your soul vexed and discouraged where praise does not come out. You've got to remove that. You've got to start focusing your attention not on people but on Jesus. People will always let you down and disappoint you. Always. That's just the matter and the nature of people. Jesus will never let you down or disappoint you. Therefore, you can praise him constantly. Amen. Praise is one of the most powerful things and one of the fewest things that we do throughout the day. I don't know, maybe you do. I catch myself giving him praise throughout the day. I look for opportunities throughout the day where I can impact someone else's life. I want to be so spirit-led, amen, that I'm impacting someone's life. Yesterday, I just walked into a situation and I was able to impact a man's life by speaking the word over him. Amen. I want to be so in tune with God. Hello, anybody with me here? I want to be so in tune with the Spirit. When he says turn, I turn. When he says, you know, give, I give. When he says bless, I want to bless. I always want to bless. But I want to hear the Lord, amen. And I'm telling you, the greatest way to hear from him is through praise, because praise stops the enemy's attacks on your life. He doesn't know what to do with a praising Christian. He can't handle it. He can't handle it. Some of you just need to give a crazy praise. What's that? A crazy praise is one that doesn't make sense and you praise him anyway. When you're under the circumstances, is the best time to get out of the circumstances, and the way you get out of it is get on top of it by praise. When your family's acting crazy, you need to praise him. When the boss is acting crazy, go to the bathroom and have a crazy praise. When you're teaching school and all the kids are acting crazy, get under your desk and have a crazy praise. Oh, my gosh. Maybe some of you haven't been there. I've gone to the bathroom and had to praise Jesus before. Anybody ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm getting out of these nuts. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. I know you're with me in every situation. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know every tongue that rises up shall be condemned. I give you the praise. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Why does it drive the enemy nuts? Look at Ezekiel 28, 13 through 14. Let me go back in the Old Testament, give you some Old Testament revelation of Lucifer. For he was Satan, he was Lucifer. Okay? Who was Lucifer? Well, in heaven, there's three categories of angels. There's the warring angels, who Michael is the head of. When you look in the Bible, you see Michael, he is the warring angel. You have Gabriel, who is the announcing angel. He announced the birth of Jesus. Gabriel's the announcing angel. He was over all those angels in heaven that were announcing. And then you had the worshipers, the angels that worship. Guess who was the head of the worshiping angels? Satan was. Look at this. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from the midst of it to devour you, and I turned it to ashes upon the earth in the sight of, going down, all who saw you. All who knew you among the people are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall no longer be forever. Go on. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, that's not exactly what I wanted to find, but I want to find it for you. Amen. It is in Ezekiel. Hallelujah. And just look at verse 13. Go to verse 13. Did we go there? Back up to verse 13, guys. 28:13. Can you get it? Da-da-da-da. When you were where? In Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the pearl, the onyx. How come women like them stones so much? Come on, somebody. Onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, emerald with gold. The workmanship of what? Your temples and pipes were prepared for you on the day that you were created. The workmanship of your temporal and pipes, musical instruments. He was in charge of worship in heaven. And every time, he got kicked out of heaven. So every time someone praises the Lord, the enemy gets so confused because you're taking his place where his right position used to be. Amen. And so every time you give God praise, praises out of your mouth, you're defeating the enemy by your praise because of who? Woo! Amen. Because of who you are in Jesus. Praise is releasing authority over the enemy. Amen. Wow. Look at Matthew 21, 15 and 16. Matthew 21, 15 and 16. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes, you have never read. Oh, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have what? Perfected praise. Praise is so powerful. Amen. He said, out of the mouth of children. Amen. God says praise is such a powerful thing. It is effective in defeating the enemy. Look at Psalm 8 and 2. Psalm 8 and 2, it is so effective in defeating the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained what? Strength. Praise gives strength. It releases authority and gives strength to that situation for you to overcome. Because of your enemies, that you may, what? Silence the enemy Every time you praise, you're silencing the devil. You're going down the road, just give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been good to me. I give you the praise. God, you're in control of this situation. I release my authority in it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I bind the enemy, and I thank you for the power of Jesus in me today. Wow. Hallelujah. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. Turn over to 2 Chronicles 20. I'm going to read through this a little bit this morning. I just want to outlay this. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome scripture. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, we're going to start with verse 1. The Moabites, the Amorites, the Fishernites, the Indianapolisites, the Nobleites, the Carmelites, and all the others were surrounding the children of Israel. Folks, I'm telling you, the enemy does not rest. He wants to try his best to defeat you. But he is already defeated when you understand your authority. So he has really no authority over you but what you give him. Amen. And one of the ways we give him is when circumstances come into our life, instead of giving God praise and our attention's focused on him, we focus on everything else. But when we praise him, it just removes the enemy. Look at this. Amen. So they were surrounded. They're gathered against Jehoshaphat to battle. And they didn't know what to do. Has anybody ever been in one of those situations? It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and the others with them beside the Amorites came to battle with Jehoshaphat or against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against. You know, people want to always bring you bad words. People always want to bring you bad words. That's amazing. Man, have you heard? No, I don't want to either. Get on Facebook. Why don't everybody get on Facebook and tell everything that's going on in their life? I don't want people to know what's going on in my life. I want them to know about Jesus. Amen? What is up with that? You know, I'm having such a bad day. Devil's been on my back all week. I just wanted to text back, take off the saddle. A great multitude has come against from beyond the sea, from Syria. And notice a great multitude is always bigger, folks. Always bigger. The enemy always bigger. And they are in Hazaron Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat, what? Feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Now this is in Judah. Judah means praise. So he proclaimed a fast. Nothing wrong with fasting. Fasting doesn't move God. Fasting doesn't move God. God's already moved. Fasting gets you in a position to receive from God. Amen. Fasting is good. After Thanksgiving especially. Right? Come on, somebody. Fasting is not bad. Fasting is a good thing, but fasting doesn't move God. Fasting can get unbelief out. I used to think it was casting the devil out. No, fasting removes unbelief from us. Amen. Fasting's not bad. I fasted 21 days before. It benefited. There's benefits in fasting, folks. Some of you should try it. There's benefits. It's good for you. It cleanses your system. There's a healthy benefit, but there's a spiritual benefit because it removes unbelief from our lives. Amen. Praise God. You can have belief and unbelief at the same time. Lord, help my unbelief, he said. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. But when you're fasting, and there's many different types of fast. Some of you could fast TV. Some of you could fast your cell phone. Turn to somebody and say, Lord, help me. Somebody, you know, there's different types of fasting. Some of you can go on a Daniel fast. Some of you can, you know, go on different fasts. Some of you can give up chocolate for a day. Right? Right? Come on, somebody. Amen. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Awesome. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. and said, O Lord, our Father, are you not in heaven? And do you not rule all over the kingdoms and the nations? And your hand is there, and not the power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God? You know what he was doing? He was just reminding God of who he was. When you're in a situation, it doesn't, Lord, you know who you are. Lord, I thank you because I know who you are. There's nothing wrong with reminding God of who he is and who he is in you. Amen. God, you drove out the inhabitants. Lord, you've done this before, this land before your people Israel, and gave it to our descendants of Abraham, your friend forever. And they have dwelt in it, and they have built you a sanctuary in it in your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, will we stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in the temple, and cry out to you in affliction, and you will hear us. Go on, and save us, hear and save us. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given to us to inherit. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to throw you out and make you think you don't have it. Well, you got it. Turn to somebody and say, you've got it. You've got it. No, say, you got it. Girls, you have it. I want you to know this morning, you have it. You got it. Our teenagers have it. Encourage these girls. They need to be encouraged. Encourage them. Bless them. Amen. Let them know they got it. Praise God. You got it. Amen. Oh, our God, will not you judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but your eyes are upon us. Back then they did not realize it, but you have the power. You have the power within you. Amen. It's his power in you. Praise God. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. And I love this. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael. Had to get all these names in here, aren't you glad? A Levite, the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen to all you Judah and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem and your king Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. I want to ask you, is that encouraging? Yes. Is that encouraging? Yes. Here they're surrounded by the enemy. First word out of his mouth was what? Do not be afraid. That should be the first thing out of your spirit. I am not afraid of you. I have no fear in me. Amen. This is a word of prophetic word, a word of prophecy to them. And he says, don't be afraid, nor what? Discouraged, dismayed. Turn to somebody and say, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Turn to somebody and say, God's working on my behalf. Say, in fact, he's working right now. In fact, he's working on me. You know, it's amazing. When people mess up in life and things happen, there's always in man's eyes a time and a space. But in God's eyes, it's already taken care of. So some of you walking under condemnation, and when you walk under that, your authority goes out the door. But when you change your mind, the instant you change your mind, God says, I've already taken care of that. You know, sin is no longer an issue on this earth. Jesus took care of all sin. Now, you can be stupid still, and you can have consequences. But you know, Jesus gave us such power in the church. He gave us such authority that we can actually remit sin. Do you realize that? Paul said, take that one that was sleeping with his father's wife in Corinthians, and he said, place him out for a while for the destruction of his flesh, but that his spirit may be preserved. The church has such authority. And Jesus said, when two are coming together, he says, we have such authority that we can remit sin. Wow. When we come together, we have such authority. He said, if you bind it in heaven, it'll be bound on earth. So, you know, if a person messes up, you know, God has already forgiven them. If they're not repenting, not changing their mind, you know, you can turn them over. You have the authority to turn them over until it gets so rough on them that they say, hey, I realize where I am. I need to come back. The church has that authority. In fact, in 2 Corinthians, the man repented, he changed his mind. Paul said, receive him back. That's the authority the church has. Wow. Sin will make you stupid. I mean, you can be stupid if you want to. Amen? But you don't have to. Just change your mind. Well, then I got to wait a year for God. No, God already forgave you. Pick up your authority. It's already taken. Don't allow the enemy to buffalo you, thinking something you did has caused you to lose your authority. You have authority. If you change your mind and you come back in Jesus in line with the word, you have authority. Turn to somebody and say, amen. All right. Y'all go with me a little bit here. We're going to let you go out for have some turkey leftover today. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is what? Wow. Is that some prophetic, encouraging word? Folks, that word, when you receive a word like that, you can take that to the bank. Amen. The battle's not yours. Turn to somebody and say, quit fighting it. You know, some of you are struggling. I'm telling you to stop fighting it. The battle's not yours. God's got you. Turn to somebody and say, God's got you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You're coming through it, baby. Amen. Wow. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, man, they went through the fire. Wasn't even burnt. Didn't even smell it. Praise God. And he said, listen, all the Judah inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, the King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle's not yours but God's. And what? Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come to you by ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position. Position yourself. Having done all to stand, stand. Stand in this place. Stand against that. Stand against this situation. Stand against the enemy ripping off your finances. Stand against the enemy ripping off your children. Stand against the enemy ripping off your health. Stand. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation, the Zoe of the Lord who is with you. The salvation, the healing, the prosperity, everything that goes with that. Who is with you, O Judah, O Jerusalem? Do not fear again or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is what? With you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and all the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with the voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning, went out in the wilderness to Tekoa, and they went up to Jehoshaphat, stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe what? Believe in your Lord, also be established, believe his prophets, you shall prosper. I love that. When all had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and who should what? Praise the beauty of holiness as they went before the army, and they are saying, praise the Lord for his grace, his hasid, his mercy endures forever. Now when they begin to sing and praise the Lord did what? Set ambushes. Praise sets ambushes. Praise goes before. Man, when you're praising him, man, I mean, things just begin to fall in line. Pray. Why? You know why? Because your focus is on him and not on yourself. Set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Wow. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly killed and destroyed them, and when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Man, they got so confused, they were fighting against one another. And whenever you give God that praise and you release that authority, that praise is released. Man, that authority goes forth. Amen. Man, the enemy just flips out. It's like, what's up? He's supposed to be praising me right there. What you mean? And at midnight, Paul and Silas in the inner prison. And at midnight, they were whining to one another. Lord, I just don't know what we're going to do now. Paul, you got me in this situation. I knew I shouldn't have followed you. Shut up. Silas, I said, shut up, Silas. What you talking about, man? You got me here. Here I am in this place. I'm all locked up. I'm in the middle. And there's stuff falling from up above. And it don't smell too good. None of that. And at midnight, they begin to pray and sing praises to the Lord. We've got to praise him. We've got to praise him. We've got to praise, bless his holy name. Dun, 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 dun. Make a joyful noise. That's for all of you who can't sing. Unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Man. Praise his holy name. You've got to praise him. You know, man, don't just sit there and take it. You just don't take it. Take your authority. Take that. Take the authority of the Lord. Amen. Man, and the enemy has got to flee. He will act stupid. Amen. Praise God. Stand this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want somebody just to give him some praise. Come on, somebody needs to give him some praise. Amen, and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Man. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands, church, and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blood today. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. God, we release that authority over any plan of the enemy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anything that he plans, God, Lord, we release that authority over. Thank you, Jesus. We walk in our authority today. We walk in our health. We walk in our prosperity, God. We walk in a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. We walk in you today, God. Amen. No weapon formed against us will prosper, God. Thank you, Lord. God, you cover us with your wings, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we walk in your divine protection today, God. Thank you for that, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When we go out, when we come in, Lord, we are in you and we praise you, God. God, we look for opportunities to share the good news, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory. Over our children today, over our grandchildren today. Lord, we thank you, God, that they're blessed and highly favored of you today. Thank you, Jesus. We have favor with men, favor with you, God. Everywhere we go, God, there's favor on us. Amen. Every place that we walk into, there's something that we change that atmosphere, God. Amen. Lord, we rearrange it when we walk into that job and we walk into that situation. God, we are there in you. Amen. And that situation changes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Favor over us. Favor, God. Grace multiplied in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Man, when you walk in those places, you go in that job, you go in that restaurant, you go in that place, man, there's an impact on you. When I walk in places, church, I'm telling you, the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere, you have control over the atmosphere in your place. You have control over the atmosphere in your home. Some of you need to have a change in the atmosphere in your home. The best thing that you can do is put on some good praise music and just begin to praise him. Amen. Change the atmosphere when you're walking into a place. Believe God is so with you when you walk into that place, the atmosphere changes. Man, I've walked into restaurants and the whole atmosphere just changes when I walk in. It's amazing. It's amazing. I walk into car dealerships and they're down and they're bad-mouthing and they're cussing and everything's going wrong. I walk in and the atmosphere changes. They're like, whoa, what's going on? Well, you guys really do a good job with this sale. You guys, no, it ain't us guys. It's not absolutely, well, it is part of us because we are a Christian company. I do love that. That's pretty awesome. Amen. We do support missions and we do build stuff. And praise God for that, man. We do give, and we are shaking nations and changing people's lives. So I hooked up with something that changes nations and shakes people's lives. But when I walk into those places, man, and it's the same for you. When you walk into that place, you walk into that home, you're showing that home, it's soul, baby. It's soul. Praise God. Amen. You walk into that school up there, Natalia, atmosphere changes. All that negative stuff goes out, all that gossip, all that confusion. Them kids are just receiving Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, it changes. It's good. It's good, church. Man. Woo! Man, guys, think about what you got in you. Jesus, the Spirit of God in you. Look at that baby. Out of babes. Hold up that baby a second. Let's see her. Look at that. Is that a beauty? Look at, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, what praise is perfected. Woo, she's just praising him. Look at that. Get it, girl. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, God is good. Hallelujah. She is an angel. Amen. Praise God. Kay, take notice, Kay. So, hallelujah. You and Andrew. I love y'all this morning. God's good. Elise, I know she's going to have about five of them. She's got the number of grace already down when she gets married. Five of them things. Hallelujah. That's awesome. I want you to turn to five people this morning. I want you to look them in the eye and say, you have the power to change the atmosphere in your life. You have the power. Come on, look, find five people. Say, you have the power to change the atmosphere in your life. Amen. From negative to positive. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have the power. I love you guys. Praise the Lord. Invite somebody out next Sunday. Let's fill this house with people. Praise the Lord.